Now when the apostles which were at Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost. For as yet he was fallen upon none of them, only they had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then laid they their hands on them, and they received.
Grant, O Lord, that all who receive thy blessing may be strengthened, and daily more and more, through thy everlasting kingdom, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
For this father and mother shall cleave to his wife, and the twain shall become one flesh. This mystery is great. Thy speak in regard to Christ and of his church.
Grant, O Lord, that all who shall be joined together in the holy estate of matrimony may faith the vow and covenant betwixt them made, and remain in perfect love and peace together, and live according to thy laws, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Took bread, and blessed it, and brake it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup, and gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, Drink ye all of this, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Grant, O Lord, that they who here receive the sacrament of the body and blood of Jesus Christ, thy Son, may come thereto with repentance, faith, and charity, and being filled with thy grace and heavenly benediction, may obtain remission of their sins and all other benefits of his passion, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Good people, I bid you secretly call to mind the gracious promise of our Savior, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them, for which recollection let silence now be kept. All glory to thee, Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, for that according to thy most gracious promise, by Jesus Christ our Lord, thou art present in our prayers and holy rites. Let thy Holy Spirit descend upon this place in the fullness of thy sevenfold grace, to the glory of thy holy name, in honor of thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who hath vouchsafed to redeem us on the holy cross, and in remembrance of thy servants. That whensoever thy holy name is invoked within these walls, the prayers of those who call on thee may be heard by thee, O Lord, merciful and gracious. O holy, blessed, and glorious Trinity, who dost give purity, strength, and beauty to that which thou hast created. O blessed majesty of God, filling, containing, and ordering the whole world. O blessed and holy hand of God, sanctifying, blessing, and replenishing all things. O holy King of saints, builder, upholder, and defender of the universal church, we humbly beseech thee to bless. Hello. And sanctify this altar, and to bless, hallow, and consecrate this whole building with the everlasting fullness of thy sanctifying power, who livest and reignest ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Grant, O Lord, that these gifts which are here dedicated to Thee by our office and ministry may be hallowed for Thy service and forever set apart for all common and profane uses. Through Thy mercy, O blessed Lord God, who dost live and govern all things, world without end. Amen. Let the congregation be seated, and let the registrar of the diocese read the sentence of consecration.
Gerald Alexander, by divine permission, Lord Bishop of Chester, to all Christian people, greetings. Whereas further accommodation being required for the ease and convenience of the inhabitants of the parish of St. Paul Coppenhall in our diocese of Chester, residents and assistants on the parish church, and edifice intended for a new church, the exact in which we are now assembled, have been erected by means of grants and voluntary contributions upon a piece of land conveniently situated in the said parish, which land has been duly conveyed to the Church Commissioners for England for the purposes aforesaid. And whereas the said intended church hath been finished, furnished, and adorned with all things necessary for the performance of divine service therein, according to the rites and usages of the Church of England. And whereas the land surrounding the said intended church hath been properly laid out so as to form a yard thereto, but it is not proposed to use the said yard for the burial of the dead. And whereas we are now petitioned to separate this edifice from all common and profane uses, and to consecrate the same as and for a church to the worship and service of Almighty God, according to the rites and usages of the Church of England. We therefore, favorably inclining to this pious request, and by our ordinary and episcopal authority proceeding to the separation, dedication, and consecration of this edifice, as it is now finished, furnished, and adorned. And first of all, most humbly calling upon the only high God of heaven and earth, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, for his divine assistance and blessing upon this, our present purpose, do forever separate this edifice from all common and profane uses, and wholly give up, devote, and dedicate the same to the worship and service of Almighty God, and the celebration of divine offices only, according to the rites and usages of the Church of England. And we do consecrate this edifice, as it is delineated on the plan thereof annexed to these verses, and intended to be signed by us, for the honor of God and sacred use of the aforesaid, by the name of the Church of All Saints approved, to the intent that the said church may remain from this time forth a holy place, and saving the dignity and honor of our cathedral Church of Christ, and the Blessed Virgin Mary in Chester, we reserve to ourselves and our successors our ordinary rights and jurisdiction in the premises and the power of visiting this church, as other churches in our diocese are wont to visit. All the singular which premises we decree, confirm, and establish by this our sentence, which we now read and promulgate.
I hand to you this sentence of consecration, and direct that it shall be laid up among the archives of this parish as a record for all time of what we have done this day. Registrar, I hand to you this copy of the sentence of consecration, and direct that it shall be placed among the records of the Diocese of Chester in the registry as a record of what we have done this day.
Let the congregation stand. This is God's habitation. It is a possession above all Christ, which may not be spoken against. Good people, by virtue of our sacred office in the Church of God, we do now declare to be consecrated and forever set apart from all profane and common and ordinary uses, this house of God, under the dedication of all saints, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hear, O Lord, let thy priests be clothed with righteousness, and let thy saints sing with joyfulness. Here let thy priests offer the sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. Here let thy people pay their vows unto the Most High, and offer thee freewill offerings with an holy worship. Here let the burden of sin be loosed, and broken and contrite hearts be healed. Here let thy servants find support in their trials, and a refuge in their distress. And here let thy holy name be forever worshipped and adored, through thy Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Now unto the King, eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.